So the legislation that I think that the community needs to discuss and the councils need to discuss is a relocation assistance ordinance, which would essentially make it put the onus on landlords to relocate tenants in the situation where he or she did something such that the building was condemned. That relocation assistance could take something like 3 months of rent payment plus assistance with a deposit. And what that would do is that would allow tenants to relocate without punishing tenants for the crimes of the landlord. And in the case where the landlord did not pay within, say, 7 days, then the city would step in and advance payments to the tenants and then recoup those costs by essentially putting a lien on the property and recouping the costs from the landlord.
How much of a burden would that be on cities to have to go through the legal process to get that reimbursement back?
Well, the city already has the burden of going through a legal process for condemnation. And so essentially we could fold it into that legal process. It's messy business to condemn a building, but in certain circumstances, buildings become uninhabitable. So what we would need to do is to take care of the tenants. And ultimately, it's an issue for the public, because if you have, say, 100 units that are about to be condemned and you have 200 to 300 people who are going to be homeless overnight, we essentially have this situation in this town where we don't have the capacity to serve those folks. And so the cities, I think it is in the public interest to make sure that children can stay in school, they're not rendered homeless by the sins of their landlord. And so the city has a role to play in basically mediating this situation so that the innocent are not punished for crimes that they didn't commit.
What's available now in the two cities in these cases? And did the city and the people involved take full advantage of what's available at this moment?
Well, what I know of what's available is essentially we have shelters that are full, especially with in light of the recession. There is no emergency assistance money in the two cities. I know Urbana, when I was a council member, was discussing it, but I don't believe that money is put in place at this point. And there are a few very limited emergency funds at some of the social service agencies, such as the United Way. So with Gateway Studios, United Way handed out about $200 per household to about 10 households who were remaining. And it was just based on who happened to show up. This is a very disorganized way of handling the situation. So we need to, this is going to happen again in our communities, and we need to predict it, and we need to have a plan in place to support people when this happens.
There are some rules that are in effect that involve apartments, so there's some protection for renters. But what happens in a situation where, with Gateway Studios, it could be considered a motel? It was a former motel. It rented rooms by, the day or the week or the month. And there are no leases.
So here's the situation with Gateway. Ameren, by state law, is required to post notification to tenants that it is about to turn off the power. And that notification is supposed to be no less than 10 days before the power is turned off. That is state law. Ameren violated that state law, and their argument was that this is not a tenancy situation, this is a motel. Well, go talk to the tenant union and they will tell you that if you're paying month to month, which is what many of the people at Gateway were paying, you are a tenant. This is not a motel situation anymore. So I think that that's an excuse that shouldn't hold, and we'll have to figure out how to close that loophole as well.
How much, is this a revenue neutral situation, I guess, for a city to employ this legislation? Is it something that can be handled, considering, especially in the situation with Gateway, a company that may be very bankrupt, that may not have the funds to reimburse anybody at this point?
First off, I just want to state that I'm pretty sure that the owners of Gateway who live in California are not homeless right now, like their tenants are, okay? But secondly, I do think that the cities need to create ordinances which are revenue neutral to the extent possible. And this is the way in which they can do it. They can say, landlord, if you create a situation where your building is condemned, you pay to relocate the residents. If you do not pay within 7 days, we will pay, but then we will start assessing daily fines. Those daily fines will add up to be above and beyond what we ended up paying to relocate residents. In the cases where we can't recoup the cost from certain landlords, we'll be able to, that it'll be a pot or a fund, and we'll be able to use some of those fine dollars to pay in those cases.
Are you looking at what other cities have in place as far as protections in cases like this? Has there been precedent for something like this? I know this is based on state regulation, but are there other cities, are there other governments that have put something like this in place and had have made this successful?
I have not researched that yet because this just came up on Friday. What I did research is that there was state legislation last year that did get passed out of committee, but then never got out of the Rules Committee at the end of the year. But I do know that in Peoria in September of 2006, 250 people faced a similar situation where the landlord, where there was an unfit for human habitation condemnation of a building. And the same thing happened in August of 2007 in Rockford. So of course, it's not just our community that's facing this, and we do need to look for some kind of state or national legislation that would provide relocation. In the meantime, given that we're facing recession, we're gonna see this happen over and over again. And as cities, we're empowered to take steps to prevent it. So let's do the right thing for our own cities while we're pushing for legislation higher up.
Anything else to add?
The question you asked me before,
the question about hotel versus apartment or?
Shoot, my brain is a sieve.
Revenue neutral.
I think, my last comment is that I really think that the community has an opportunity to work in partnership with the councils of the various cities, because it wasn't Champaign City Council. Champaign City Council did not create this problem. The landlord of Gateway Studios created this problem, and it fell to the city to respond to it. The same thing in Rantoul, et cetera. And so I think that if we can work in partnership to develop the best ordinance that provides for relocation and continues to hold the landlord accountable for that relocation, that's what I think we should be looking at. And so I look forward to working with the councils to discuss this matter further to see how we can prevent this kind of tragedy in the future.
Urbana just implemented a rental inspection program. Is there anything in that program that may have caught something like this in advance, that you know the financial situation of a landlord?
Yes, the rental registration program in Urbana is excellent in helping to prevent this situation, because we have more inspectors going into properties who know sooner in the situation whether or not they're going to be facing condemnation. So we have inspectors who are going into properties who are able to see if the building is on the verge of condemnation, and we're able to essentially work with landlords earlier in the process to upgrade their properties. Now, we may not know that they're not paying their utilities. That's a different matter. And so it still will be the case, even if we are working with landlords to bring their properties up to code, it may be the case that we still have to condemn a property because it doesn't have power to it. So in that case, we're gonna need a policy to fill that gap.
And that inspection program doesn't cover motels that may have the same situation in Urbana.
That's a good question.
Rent by the week or the month?
That's a very good question. I think that's an excellent question. I think it's something that we should discuss at the Monday's council meeting. There will be a number of people who are concerned about housing and homelessness at the Urbana City Council Monday at 7 o'clock, and the Champaign City Council Tuesday at 7 o'clock. And what we want to do is we want to open a dialogue, have a conversation with our elected leaders about what we're going to put in place to prevent this in the future. It may mean in Urbana tightening up the rental registration ordinance to include motel rooms that are renting by the week or month. In Champaign, I think we need to talk about funding the township and the fact that the township fund is so weakened and so drained that we don't have a kind of assistance program there. And then we also need to look at relocation assistance ordinance, which would be new policy.